and each one is equal to the separation constant.
This engineering class at Stanford University is also being recorded as an online course. The university is offering 30 to 40 free courses online, and more than 1.5 million students have enrolled. There are regular schedules, homework, and tests, but those enrolled do not earn credit towards a university degree. John Mitchell, the vice provost for online learning at Stanford, says the university offers these courses as a public service.
We're teachers. This is what we love to do. If we can see people around the world learning from us, that's very rewarding. That's what gets us up in the morning.
These free courses are also meant to entice students to apply to Stanford or enroll in other online classes that are not free. While online education is expanding the reach of major universities, Mitchell says they will not replace the on-campus experience. But David Stavins, who taught at Stanford and recently co-founded a free online university called Udacity, says a quality education is becoming too expensive for most people.
It's a good system for a lot of people, but there's another set of people who are equally smart, equally determined, equally hardworking, but who don't quite fit into that mold, and it's an unfair system for them.
If we factor a 2M from the first two terms...
While Udacity is a for-profit company, the vast majority of its courses are free, and they are developed specifically for online students. They include short videos, followed by exercises designed to engage the student and reinforce the lesson. Students can pay for video conference tutoring or use the free chat rooms to discuss problems with their peers. While the number of universities offering online classes is growing, some classes are free and others are not. The Khan Academy is a nonprofit free website that contains over 3,500 video classes in a variety of languages and is utilized by 6 million people each month. Salman Khan founded the company. He says it wasn't difficult to recruit donors like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation by offering a quality education to everyone in the world.
Anytime that with so little incremental on your part, you can create essentially an unlimited amount of potential on someone else's part, I think it would be a shame not to do it.
Critics say there are flaws with online education, citing studies that show a higher dropout rate for online students, but proponents say the evolving technology is coming together to open up new educational opportunities as never before to millions around the world. Brian Patton, VOA News, Palo Alto.
Alpha. Now, what